I'm gonna send you guys an I Love New York pass. See the state?
Hi, everyone, and welcome to the New York Now Throwdown, where two movers and shakers from the state capital go head-to-head in a New York State quiz show. Our previous winners include Ken Lovett of the Daily News, Matt Hamilton of the Times Union, Barb Bartoletti of the League of Women Voters, and Dave Lombardo from New York State Watch. I am Matt Ryan, playing the role of hopefully not Steve Harvey. We'll go with Regis Philbin instead. Time now to introduce the candidates. First up, a self-described reformed ski bum. You can often find him hiking in the Adirondacks and Catskills. He is a longtime reporter for the Albany Times Union. He is Rick Carlin. Rick, I was surprised to find out you have covered multiple state houses during your career, not just here in Albany.
Maine.
And that doesn't seem as exciting as the
Empire
State.
No, it's not. And some politics in Colorado, which can be wild and woolly also.
You can follow Rick on Twitter. His handle is at RickCarlinTU. His opponent is a reporter at Politico New York's Albany Bureau, working on analysis of campaign finance and lobbying filings, legislation, and other public data sources. He's done some excellent work and, like me, is a long-suffering Buffalo Bills fan. He is Bill Mahoney. Bill, do you have any actual memory of the Bills being in the playoffs?
it goes back to high school, but my first news memory is the halftime show of Super Bowl 25, the New Kids on the Block being preempted for Gulf War coverage.
Oh, wow. Funny story, as we go off track here a little bit, during that first Super Bowl, right before Scott Norwood's kick to decide the game, back where I lived in Victor, someone drove their car into a telephone pole in my hometown and knocked out the power for a whole bunch of Bills fans right as he's about to line it up to kick it.
Very unpopular person.
A real tragedy in one sense.
Gentlemen, thanks. Save those people hours of heartbreak.
That's true.
You know, potentially.
Gentlemen, thanks for joining us. We will be asking you questions on New York State politics, geography, and other bits of Empire State pop culture. There will be three rounds. The person who has the most points at the end will win. You do not lose any points for guessing incorrectly. The contestants will be using bells on the tablets in front of them for the first round. Here we go. The late great author Mark Twain is buried in this upstate city.
Oh, I believe that was Bill Mahoney.
I didn't actually beat, so.
Okay, we'll go with Bill.
I'm now opening a silverarrowbrand.com site. I must have clicked on an ad.
Oops.
But Elmira.
Elmira is the correct answer. This assembly member is the daughter of immigrants. Her father from Greece, her mother a Cuban exile. Bill.
Nicole
Malliotakis from Staten Island is correct. Question three. The Observer Dispatch is the newspaper that serves this city and the surrounding communities. Bill.
Utica.
Off of exit 31 of the thruway. Question four. What is President Donald Trump's middle name? Rick.
John.
Donald John Trump, as Rick Carlin gets on the board. Question five. Which region was awarded the most money during the 2016 Regional Economic Development Council Awards? Rick Carlin.
Mohawk Valley.
Incorrect. Bill, what do you have to say?
Was it the Southern Tier?
It was the Mid-Hudson, a top performer, as they say, $83.3 million. Question six, what is the name of the street home to the governor's executive mansion? Rick Carlin.
Eagle.
Eagle Street, 138 Eagle Street, to be specific. Question seven, one of the greatest voices in music history released a song called New York Minute in 1989. Name the artist. Was that you, Bill?
I think so. I don't know.
Bill first?
Yes, Huey Lewis.
Incorrect.
Don Henley.
Oh. Donald Hugh Henley. A great pull by Rick Carlin off the 1989 The End of the Innocence album. All right, here we go. This is the final question of the round, and you can jump in whenever you choose, because this is kind of a long one. Which assembly member am I describing when I say he was first elected to the assembly in 1970 at the age of 23? Wow, Bill Mahoney.
Dick Gottfried,
correct.
It's gotta be quicker.
Saves me from reading the rest of that paragraph there. Longtime assemblyman from Manhattan. Okay, time now to go to our official score. My partner from the TU, Casey Seiler, what do we have?
It's a tight game. I've got to say, coming into this, I've done presidential trivia against Bill Mahoney. He's a formidable competitor. The smart money was on Bill here, but Rick is staying right there in the game. Bill is up, but only 4-3.
Wow. He beat me on the presidential question.
Be quick with the buttons.
It was Don Henley who was really keeping him in there. So
age might have helped there.
Eagles.
All right, time now for our favorite round. And when I say our, I mean me. It's called, there's an email for me. It's called Who Said It? We will play a snippet of a voice. You have to name it. Okay. Our first one, probably the easiest. Who is it?
Nobody wants to harm Lake Champlain.
Rick Carlin?
Schumer.
Chuck Schumer, the senior senator from New York, is correct. Number two.
We love public schools.
Rick is going to buzz in.
Donald Trump.
Incorrect. Bill, you can hear it again.
We love public schools.
Boy, that does sound like Trump.
It sounds like him, but it's not.
I'll go with Michael Mulgrew.
That is Cardinal Timothy Dolan.
Oh.
Here's number three. Who's this individual?
There are patients whose lives are being affected by this.
Bill was
Diane
first.
Savino?
That is Staten Island Senator Diane Savino. Our fourth one.
I believe he is not fit to be president.
Rick?
I'm going to say Kirsten Gillibrand.
Incorrect. Bill, you have one more chance to listen if you choose.
Sure.
I believe he is not fit to be president.
Elizabeth Warren, I don't...
That is incorrect.
So.
Casey has his hand up.
CeCe Catchick.
Incorrect, but I was very close to
guess, but
not,
yeah.
That is a woman named Zephyr Teachout.
Zephyr Teachout. Oh.
Describing Andrew Cuomo. No, I'm just kidding. Describing Donald Trump, who she said was not fit to be president. And that was from the WMHT debate against John Faso.
This is terrible. I meant to say Zephyr Teachout. I'm losing it. Oh, my God.
Okay, here's our final one. We always like to end with the trickiest. So listen closely.
Whoa.
Now, I'm going to play this a few times if you don't get it right away. We'll try again. Bill?
Kathy Hochul?
Good guess, but no. We'll give it two more chances tops here, Rick.
Hillary Clinton?
Hillary Clinton is incorrect. Casey, is you watching your mind? Any idea?
I have no idea.
That is Senator Liz Krueger from Manhattan. Granted, that was a tough one.
A woman who's rarely at a loss for words.
Yes.
Casey,
says
what do we have after two rounds here?
This was a brutal round with only 1 point for each of our competitors, so things stay pretty much status quo. Rick Carlin has 4. Bill Mahoney has 5.
We are reaching the end of our game. It's time now for our lightning round. Each person will get 7 questions, the last 2 worth 2 points each. You will have 5 seconds to answer. Rick Carlin is up first. Which State House reporter here in the Capitol has more Twitter followers, Karen DeWitt of New York State Public Radio or Mike Gormley from Newsday?
I'll say Karen DeWitt.
Gormley by just over 100. Very close.
Wow.
Andrew Cuomo helped open this Schenectady casino and resort in February. Name it.
Rivers.
Rivers Casino, plural, is correct. This famous upstate venue is known as the Graveyard of Champions.
Oh, Saratoga Racecourse.
Yes, Saratoga Racetrack is correct. As a result of industrial pollution, this central New York lake was designated a Superfund site in 1994.
Near Syracuse, what's that lake near Syracuse? Jesus, I'm gonna say Oneida.
Incorrect. No. Yeah. Onondaga. It's the lake you probably don't want to go swimming in. Wolf Blitzer, the host of CNN's The Situation Room, graduated from which SUNY school?
Buffalo.
Very good. He received a BA in history from the University of Buffalo. All right,
West High School, I believe.
Oh, here we go.
Buffalo native, yeah.
All right, now these last two are worth 2 points each. These two New York baseball teams played their last home games in the state in 1957.
Oh.
Name them both.
Oh, my God. Dodgers?
More specific, please.
Brooklyn Dodgers? Baseball. Brooklyn Dodgers... Oh, the name is on the tip of my tongue, but I'm not.
Time
baseball.
Is out. The New York Giants,
would
be the other one. They, of course,
Giants.
Moved to San Francisco. Yes. And our final question, the city of Oswego is in what county?
Fulton.
Oswego County. A little trick question there by yours truly. Casey.
Did he get one for answering one of the two?
No, he had to get them both.
Okay.
So what is our score? What does Bill need?
Bill, excuse me, has 6, and Rick has 7. Mm. So one sweet single point will tie the game. 2 will put him over the top.
And here we go. Victoria Adams of Spice Girls fame married soccer player David Beckham. The name of their eldest child is also a New York borough.
Brooklyn.
Correct. Brooklyn Beckham, I guess is the name. For the win, potentially.
I take that back.
Oh, Rick, we got a correction.
Rick had 7. Bill had 5. Now he has 6.
Okay.
So the next point will tie it. 2 will win.
The Romanian judge clarifies things.
Yes. Better than the Oscars, though, huh?
In the sitcom Will and Grace, a hit for NBC in the early aughts, 2000s, character Grace Adler, played by Deborah Messing, was from what New York State city?
Binghamton.
Schenectady, the electric city. Boxing legend Mike Tyson famously trained in a gym above the police station in this New York village.
Penyan.
Oh. Catskill.
I did not know that, but when in doubt, the answer is usually Penyan. Yeah. So.
Yeah. Since that's near my hometown of Victor, that's probably a good guess.
That's like going B on the SAT, I think.
Yeah, right.
The Oswegatchie River runs 137 miles into the St. Lawrence River. Spell Oswegatchie.
O-S-W-A-G.
Incorrect.
Okay.
O-S-W-E-G-A-T-C-H-I-E, the Oswegatchie.
Right. You always want to ask for language of origin, use it in a sentence.
Right.
Mohawk.
This New York member of Congress was an NCAA Division III All-American as a swimmer while at Alfred University.
Well, Alfred. Tom Reed.
Tom Reed is correct.
We got a tie game.
I nearly fell off my chair last night when I discovered that.
I was going to say Jack Kemp, but swimmer, no.
All right, so Bill needs 1 point. These last 2 questions worth 2 points each. Name Assembly Minority Leader Brian Kolb's representative in the state Senate.
I think it would be Katko.
It is Pamela Helming from Canandaigua.
The state Senate.
State
I was
Senate.
Thinking of the Congress.
They are both from the
from
beautiful city of Canandaigua,
she's a former
the chosen
trustee.
All right, is the last question. Gosh, I don't have a tiebreaker, so I'm gonna have to come up with one.
I was
so
fixated.
The tension is thick. We can cut it with a knife.
You didn't mention wide right. I mean, this could come right down to it.
Here we go. What county is the city of Johnstown located in? Certainly gettable.
Montgomery.
So close. People screw that up all the time. It is Fulton.
Oh.
So now I'm going to have to come up with one on the fly here in my extra questions, so bear with me. All right, now, so this one you will need your buzzer. So get them up and living again. Who is the godfather to Billy Joel's daughter, Della? Who was in first? Was it Bill?
I believe it was Bill.
I believe that is Governor Andrew Cuomo.
Andrew Mark Cuomo is correct. What an epic throwdown. Casey, give us our final tally here.
Final tally. I mean, it was a nail-biter all the way. Bill Mahoney pulls it out 8-7, but a heroic effort by the Times Union's very own Rick Carlin.
Well, we had the first Super Bowl in overtime this year. It was only appropriate that we do the same here.
This is amazing. Incredible.
All right, we
moved ahead with Don Henley, Billy Joel.
That's right.
That's right, a little balance there.
What sportsmanship.
Yeah. Our thanks to our contestants, Bill Mahoney from Politico New York and Rick Carlin of the Times Union for playing along today on the New York Now Throwdown. I'm Matt Ryan. Thanks for listening.
Please, please. It's too much winning. We can't take it anymore.